Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our first recorded training in the Embody program. I'm really excited about this, although I always prefer to have you live. But I'm really excited about what we're going to take a look at today. So our training today is about going deeper with what we started in our kickoff retreat in July, which of course was all about the classic rewiring unhelpful thoughts tool, right? And we, in that retreat, which kicked off our entire quarter for July, August, and September, we went deep into that classic rewiring technique and how to do it. And we also, for your inner work, looked specifically at applying the rewiring tool, which you can use on any kind of unhelpful belief, but we looked specifically at applying it for you to any types of not good enough beliefs, right? So first things first is to say, keep on practicing what we looked at in July, both in terms of a practitioner, as well as for your own inner work, right? Keep on practicing the rewiring technique so that you have more access to it for your client work, for your group client work. Keep on working the rewiring technique on you, right? For you. So that you can continue to rewire any of those specific not good enough beliefs that you've been working on. Practice, practice, practice. Embody, 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 right? Don't leave it in the dust. Really, this whole entire quarter, let's rewire for you at least one belief that's standing in your way. And of course, I also want to remind you that part of the embodiment process and the transformation process is not only to do the inner work. Yes, I want you to continue to do the inner work, continue coming back to the technique, but the other part of embodiment of a new belief is about taking mini action steps towards the belief, right? It's like, do the inner practice, open that window of motivation and inspiration and belief in yourself, you know, from doing the inner work, and then let that carry you into one or two stretchy baby steps, and then come back to the inner practice. That's how we create what we want. That's also how we create change and embodiment. So this month for August, we're going to take what we started with last month, the rewiring around the not good enough beliefs, and we're going to take it a step further with a tool and technique. Actually, I've got two tools and techniques for you today that are complementary to what we've already started working on, and they have their roots in our sacred depths work as well, as you'll see. And part of it is doing archetype work. And so what we're really going to look at today is what I would call an archetype spectrum. And on that spectrum, there's three different archetypes. On one side of that spectrum, we've got the fraud. The fraud, I probably don't have to explain too much. The fraud is the one that feels like you're a fraud, like you're not good enough, like you shouldn't be teaching or coaching or being a practitioner because you don't know enough or you haven't learned enough or everybody knows it better than you, right? All of those things. So that's one archetype on the spectrum. On the same spectrum, on the very opposite end of it, is another archetype, which we'll call for our training today, the overly confident one. Just like the fraud isn't so helpful, the overly confident one isn't so helpful as well. A kind of mirror opposite of the fraud. The overly confident one is the one that thinks I'm the best. I'm better than everyone else. I can't do any wrong. Their confidence is a little bit of a liability. Now, the thing that's interesting about both the fraud and the overly confident one is they kind of both lead to the same thing in a way, right? Not really getting what you want. And for those of us that are extremely ethical and realistic, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that we don't become the overly confident one, right? Because we know the one that's too confident, overly confident, unrealistically confident, we know that that one ends up making mistakes. And of course we all make mistakes, but maybe making mistakes that didn't have to be made. We know that that one ends up embarrassing themselves, seeing that they can do things that they can't actually do. We know that that one doesn't market with integrity, et cetera, right? So what oftentimes happens is because we are so, so scared of being overly confident, and we might be scared for all the reasons I just said, maybe in the past we've been overly confident and we've been burnt, or we've seen other people overly confident and how that hasn't worked for them, right? So what oftentimes can happen is because we're so scared of being on this side of the spectrum of being overly confident, then we keep ourselves on the exact opposite side of the spectrum, which is I am a fraud, right? I am so not good enough. And in essence, what happens then on this spectrum is that we skip over what's in between the two extreme opposites, which is, you know, what I would call what's in between them is aligned confidence, right? Or the archetype of the aligned confident one, the one who trusts themselves, knows that they're good enough, but not on steroids, right? Not in this way that isn't realistic. When we kind of bop back and forth between the overly confident one and the fraud, we end up skipping over that aligned confident place, which I would call is authentic enoughness. So anyway, those of you that have been in a shadow retreat with me, you're probably recognizing some very light shadow work here, right, in these concepts. So just want to point that out. And anyway, this is kind of like the foundational principles that we're going to be working on with the tools that I'm going to teach you today. So for some clients who are struggling with unhelpful beliefs around not being good enough, and for those of us also who are struggling with those beliefs, activating that place and that archetypal energy in the middle of the spectrum, the one that we're calling the aligned confident one, can be really, really useful. And not only activating that energy, but learning how to embody that energy so that it comes naturally, that authentic enoughness, that aligned confidence, so that it comes naturally, so that it's a go-to place and a go-to set of beliefs, right? Now, of course, because we understand that rewiring neural pathways takes time and practice. It's not a once and done. It is a practice that, as I was saying earlier, also includes outer work. It's not just the inner work that helps rewire the neural pathways. When we also take action, we are embodying somatically the new belief, right? So anyway, the tools that I'm going to share with you, just like rewiring, we want to practice them. The first tool that I'm going to show you around these archetypes, I really like this tool. It's not a somatic process. It's a mostly, well, that is a lie. There are some somatics involved for sure, but it's kind of sneaky. It's a good one to use with clients who aren't into the whole like visualization, somatic, you know, that kind of thing. It's a way of getting it in through the back door without them maybe even realizing. This technique is a lot about creating awareness around beliefs. Which of course is part of any rewiring process, and then finding new ones to lean into. So in this first tool, the first step might be about very briefly doing some creating awareness via consulting around everything that I just taught you, the one side of the spectrum and the other, right? So that a client has some context for it. You know, you can ask them some questions around it. You can even have them define, and they can write it down on a sheet of paper, what the fraud is for them, and then what the overly confident one is for them, right? Different traits of those archetypes or those parts of themselves. So just that alone is so useful, because your client will then kind of get to see, start to see how they're bopping back and forth between these two extremes, right? Probably mostly hanging out in the fraud, because they're so, so scared of being overly confident. From there, the next piece that is can be so helpful in co-creating awareness is to have your client on a sheet of paper make a chart with three columns. And I'll show you my screen so that we can look together. Hold on one second here. Okay, so it can look like this. We've got three columns, and they're going to just fill in the top first, right? The one side, this is almost like our spectrum we've got here, right? They're going to have a column for the fraud, and then they're going to have a column for the overly confident one. And then you're going to ask them, what is one belief that your, you know, fraud often says to you? And they're going to write that first belief in this column, right? So maybe one of the beliefs is, I can't do anything right. Right? That's a message the fraud gives them. And they're going to come over to the other side, and they're going to write down, you're going to ask them, what's the equivalent for what the overly confident one might say about this belief, right? The fraud says, I can't do anything right. Maybe their answer is, the overly confident one says, oh, I always do everything perfectly. Maybe if their fraud says, I don't know anything ever, the overly confident one says, I know everything all the time, right? We don't want to be in either of these two zones. Maybe your client's fraud says, well, they may or may not be practitioners, but maybe this is you, right? Everything about that coaching session sucked and the client hates it and hates me. The other thing that's probably not true, right? Neither of these, by the way, I want to point out, neither of these places are true, right? We've learned this a little bit in Myth of Perfection. Like neither of these sides are true. Maybe the overly confident one says to that particular one, I always nail every little last thing of every session. And the clients only adore me. On and on, right? So this is the first step. Just having your client name all the different things that the fraud says, and then what the overly confident one might say to this. This is really useful as a coaching and transformational tool, because as I said earlier, it starts to bring more awareness to what's going on inside your client's head. By naming it, by writing it down, we start to slow down. Those, remember back to the In Sacred Depths, the rewiring module, the thoughts fire off so quickly. Sometimes we believe things that we just take as truth just because it's a thought that fired off so quickly that we've never even stopped to question if it's true or not, right? So this helps us slow down the process a little bit so people can really see kind of the preposterousness of what's going on for them when they're making decisions, usually from the fraud place, right? Or to try to not be in the overly confident place. Their decisions and their actions and their feelings are being motivated by these things. And your client, just from this alone, can start to poke holes and say, oh, wait, I could believe other things. I don't have to believe this just because it's firing off. Okay. The next step of this process, of this tool or the technique, is to fill in the middle column. So hold on a second. Let me get my next sheet here to share with you. Okay. So then we're going to fill in the middle column. So the middle column is the aligned confident one, right? Or as I said before, authentic enoughness. Now, this is where we're going to start to bring some somatics in as well. You're going to ask your client to start to imagine what this aligned confidence or authentic enoughness, or have your client name for them, you know, what's in the middle here, what it feels like for them, right? How does authentic enoughness feel like in their body, right? And for those that are maybe this is the first time exploring something like this, you can say you might just only feel it in like the tip of your pinky finger. That's okay. You don't have to feel it everywhere, right? And just help them start to just lean into what this aligned confidence or authentic enoughness feels like. And then from there, ask them what the belief for this one would be, right? So for I can't do anything right, or everything I do is always perfect. Maybe for the aligned confident one, the belief is there are so many things I do well and right, and also some things I make mistakes on, and that's okay, right? Maybe for I don't know anything, or I know everything, for the aligned confident one, it's I know enough and I'll learn more as I need to. Okay, so these aren't predetermined, right? Your client is going to fill all of this out based on what you're looking at with them, whatever topic it is, right? And then they're going to move into this place, right? Now, from here, this is a lot, right? This is great. So, and then from here, we want to move it into action, right? So you might want to ask your client then, from these beliefs, what are some actions you want to take this next week, right? Or how do you want to tweak your vision if it's time to tweak their vision? But you want to start visioning, strategizing from this place, help them come up by the end of the session with a couple of baby steps that are stretchy, and then also give them some homework to be able to integrate and embody. Aside from the action steps, you know, maybe they want to do journaling on any one of these beliefs as an example, right? To continue to go deeper with it. Now, for some clients, at this point, you might want to bring in the second tool that we're going to look at today, which is to connect in a bigger somatic way with their aligned, confident one, right? You can toss this into a session if it's appropriate for a client. You can bring it into a next session. You can also flip and do the somatic process first and then do a chart like this, right? Always coach the what based on the who. So the dialoguing with the archetype is very, very similar to what we reviewed in July in terms of a somatic dialogue with any part of you, right? I'm going to use all the skills that we learned last month, all the befriend your fear skills that we've learned in Sacred Depths to do a one-on-one dialogue and embodiment of the aligned, confident one. For now, I'm going to demonstrate it for you in a, obviously not a one-to-one where I'm speaking one-to-one with a client, but kind of a one-to-many, and you can adapt. So wherever you are, if it feels okay to close your eyes, I invite you to close your eyes. If not, keep them open and go inward. And come into your body and come into your breath. Come into this moment. Connect with yourself and your inner wisdom. And I invite you to call forward or call down in front of you in human form the archetype of the aligned, confident one. And if you're someone who's able to visualize, I invite you to see the aligned, confident one in front of you. Notice what it looks like. Notice what clothing it wears. Notice the expression on the aligned, confident one's face and how the aligned, confident one holds themselves. And take in those details. And regardless of whether or not you're able to visualize, and it's fine if you're not, what's most important here is to connect in with the energy of the aligned, confident archetype. So I invite you, if it feels okay, to take this one's hands in yours and to connect in with this one's energy. What is the energy of the aligned, confident one? Bring it in. As you connect through the touch and maybe even start breathing together. Notice what it feels like in your body to connect with this energy. And then from this place, I invite you to ask the aligned, confident one what it wants you to know right now. Continue to connect in with the energy of your aligned, confident one. And I invite you to ask it a question about something that you know you need aligned confidence for right now. Maybe it's a piece of marketing that wants to get done. Maybe it's a proposal that wants to be sent. Maybe it's a raising of the rates for you. Maybe it's putting a profile on an online dating site, right? But ask your aligned, confident one to share wisdom for you about whatever situation you're wanting more confidence in. Ask it to talk to you about you and what you need to know. And then finally, ask your aligned, confident one if there's anything that it wants from you. And if you're willing to do it, let it know, or you can negotiate with it. And then take another moment. Really feel the energy of the aligned, confident one in your body. Let it really drop in even more deeply. Notice how it feels and make a body memory of this feeling to come back to. And then you can thank this one and either keep it with you or let it go for now. And then open your eyes if they're not already open. And take a moment to jot down. You can pause this recording and take a moment to jot down any notes you want to jot down. Okay. So the first tool, the more cognitive one with the columns, that tool is really about co-creating awareness on the beliefs, right? And what happens where actions that we don't really want to be taking are being motivated from. It helps to start slow down the rapid fire of those beliefs so that as your clients move through their days and these beliefs are going to fire, they can actually recognize it right in the moment. And then they've got replacement beliefs from the middle column. The second tool is more of an embodying the energy tool, right? To have a body memory or to plant the seeds of a body memory of what aligned confidence or authentic enoughness feels like. Whether you use one tool or whether you use one of those or both of those, what I want to remind you is that it's never a once and done, right? So you can have your clients go back to the columns they made and either read them over or do them, you know, once or twice a week for a couple of weeks to really have it in their at top of mind so that they can really start tracking, right? Or at the end of a day, they can go back and review the day and name some of the beliefs that came up. Once you lead a client through the second tool, if you're going to do that, in terms of the somatic dialogue with the aligned confident one, give them homework to continue to write from that voice or to come back to that feeling in their body right before they take the actions that you strategize out, or to take walks around the block, really holding that energy, right? Same goes for you as you practice for yourself, your own rewiring this month. So your choice on how you want to practice your rewiring this month, you can continue what we started last month and just continue with that. Or you can start to shift to some of these practices or, you know, combine them. But again, what's important for embodiment is to keep on practicing. Don't let it slip away. Come back to it, both the inner work and the outer work. All right. I hope you enjoyed this training. I would love, and really appreciate it also if when you're done with this recording, If you posted in our Embody Facebook group, what is really resonating for you from this training, what you're loving, what you're excited to try, and of course, any questions that you have. I cannot wait to connect with you more on this soon. I'm sending you lots and lots of love. I hope you have a great day.